Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Oh. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Hey, oh,
stand,
oh, hey.
Reverence our Lord.
Oh.
Stand, when you're all alone.
And believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burning hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children to stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored and blessed in the name of Jesus on this day. Yeah, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm truly blessed. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth into your homes on today, praise God, to give a word of encouragement and that the spirit and the anointing of God continue to manifest to the radio waves, praise God, wherever you may be, no matter what situation you might be in, no matter what lifestyle or where you come from, just recognize that God is. And still on the throne. You see, apart from God, we can do nothing. But through God, by God, and for God, come on, somebody, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Once again, praise God. I want to give God praise, honor, and glory first and foremost for who is, I said again, who is the head of my life. I also want to acknowledge, you got to understand this. It's so important to acknowledge my wife, my queen, my bride, my better half, the person who walks right next to me when no one else is there. You see, I recognize the importance of my oneness in God, but I also understand that importance of that one night, that oneness in the connection that I have with the obedience unto God and dedication onto the vows and the dedication of what we have towards God, we also have to have it towards our wives as well. I honor my wife on today, and I thank God for my wife in the name of Jesus. And somebody needs to say hello and thank God for that better half, that your half, that's your wife. Amen. We thank God for her. I thank God in the name of Jesus for my wife. I thank God for my life. I thank God for another chance to get it right. You see, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter where you're at, you may have had issues with drugs, alcohol. You may have been an abuser of your, you fill in the blank. But understand that there's something far greater than anything and everything in this world today. You see, understand, we come forth in recognizing that David and Diane Ministry and Friends, what we wholeheartedly believe, Romans 8 and 28. And we know all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. But I see I jumped a little ahead, but yet I wanted to put that out there as a little snack as to where we're going on the message on today. Because God has blessed me with a powerful message to let you know to keep pressing, because it ain't over yet. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, once again, Lord God, we come humbling ourselves to say thank you, Lord, for your grace, mercy, and your love, and for those that have taken that time to allow us to come into our homes on today, to let them know that everything's going to be all right. We thank you, Lord God, knowing that all things work together for the good. We trust in you on today, Father God, truly giving you praise, glory, honor, and trust that everything's going to be all right. We thank you, Father God, for our obedience unto you for this day, praying and asking that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. No matter about the sins of omission or that of the sins of commission, we just thank you, Lord. We pray for our families and our wives and our husbands. We pray for our children. We pray for those less fortunate than ourselves. As we continue to bring your word, we give you praise. Let your ministry, let your spirit move waves to touch somebody, to ask, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We had a little backwalk there. But once again, we do truly thank God for this opportunity to come forward to you today. And we ask that you to continue to stay with us. We're only going to be with you for a moment. Praise God. But once again, I thank God. We give God praise on today for the message that we have is what we stand on and believe. We sitting up in here complaining and worrying about why, and how is this and how is that. But the thing is that why not? We keep asking that question, as many of us here, my brother, you know, in Los Angeles, California, we say, God bless you, my brother. God bless you and your wife. God bless Alina. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless, Father God. We thank you for Brother Eddie. Praise God. Sister V out there in Los Angeles, or amen. We thank God in the name of Jesus for Sister Victoria in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. And many of you who are listening out there in Illinois and those that are in Canada, we know Canada listens in onto our ministry. And we also recognize those in South Korea, and those are in Egypt even, we recognize. But all those that are, however you're hearing our message, we pray in the name of Jesus for each of you to be blessed on this message today. Once again, the message is coming out of Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8 and 28. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, praise God. We had a little technical difficulty there. I apologize. Please forgive me. But understand, praise God, we're continuing to move forward. The message we have is coming out of Romans 8 and 28, praise God. And as we began, we say that, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. The important thing is, as we come forth with the message, is stop tripping. God got it. That's the title of the message on today. Stop tripping. You see, oftentimes we sit worrying about this and worrying about that. And sit here and throw scripture after scripture after scripture on how this is supposed to be and how that is supposed to be. But let me share with you through the experiences of how God has helped me through my life in using scripture. You see, because I can talk about it because I lived about it. As we come forth on today, praise God, I awesomely want to acknowledge my wife, Julie, because she definitely gives a lot of inspiration of letting me know that you can overcome. She takes care of her mother, who's 97 years of age, and her sister, who's 78, I believe, years of age, and they're both bedridden, and they're both handicapped, and they're up there in age, and 24-hour this and 24-hour that. The point is that she's occupied for the calling that she has on her life is to do precisely what it is that she's doing. But the one thing that's allotted onto her is that spirit of love that only comes by way of the spirit of God that's manifested through that born-again experience. You see, my life is entwined in a lot of ups and a lot of downs. Those things in which I had chosen to partake in and give up was those things that were of the world. Now, I understand through my spiritual walk, somewhere I've read in the Bible, which is the Word of God, inspired by the Spirit of God, which is God, is understanding that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I've gone through so much with my indulgence in the drug life. I've gone through so much in my indulgence with my experience in the legal life. I've gone through a lot of things of wanting to do my own thing. But it wasn't until I learned to let go and let God. How was that? Well, I stood on the scripture that says Romans 8 and 28, all they work together, but I have to repent. So when I recognize the scripture is that Acts 2 and 38 is to repent of my sins, those lies and those times when I cheated on my wife even. I had to go and repent of those sins. No matter what it is, how long it's been, you're going to have to pay the piper. No matter what you did years and years and years ago, that though God has forgiven us of that sin, we still have to pay the piper. Now, I'm not giving off or telling on myself in any way. But all I'm sharing is the fact that if you committed a sin of the past that's in the past, we still have to pay for it. It's like the word says that we reap what we sow and we sow what we reap. If you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. If you were soaked, so understand, you get in what you put in. You get out what you put in. We know the same, but the point of the matter is on today is that we have to be held accountable for our wrongs and our rights. So if we're struggling in the name of Jesus to wonder which way we go, pray it up. First and foremost, have you given your life to Christ? Because it's here where we recognize more of an explanation of Romans 8:28 is as we go even into the first scripture, chapter 8, that the word says that there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Your desires, your wants, your needs that you want to fulfill, that of the flesh, you got to be able to make a separation. You got to give up what you want to make your body feel so good. You want to give up to what makes your eyes feel so good. You see, it's where we have to put aside and put away the old man. The Bible says that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? That means to be Christ-like, to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. To be a Christian means you accept the laws and the commandments and the corrections that God gives to us through his son Jesus, who was a man living just like you. And you see, the awesome thing about it is that Jesus Christ, though he lived the life that we live, he did not commit a sin. And understanding that there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, this is the triumph. After the fact of recognizing Jesus Christ is who he is, when you overcome that temptation, when you overcome that sin of how you used to be and used to react, a smile should come on your face, because no longer does that level of sin dwell in you for you to manifest it up front to give it birth, just like a baby. A child just don't come forth once you do, you know. It takes the planting of that seed and then the nurturing and the growing, and then it comes forth. A baby is born. Sin comes into you once you have it fester in your brain and your mind of how to do and partake. Keeps on feeding that through with you. If you have a problem with sex and you're looking at pornography and you're looking at all that you see that's hindering to sexual attitude, then that's when we're going to give in. But the word lets us know to avoid all forms of sex and those things that are the world. Because if you love those things of the world, then the love of the Father cannot be in you. You want to know why you're going through what you're going through? Because God has allowed it to happen for a reason. The Bible says that if we know all things work together for the good, to them that love God. If you're worried, confused, or concerned, where's the love of God on the inside of you? Because the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow, but take heed of those things that are sufficient for today and let tomorrow worry about itself. The Word of God says that we are created in his image after his likeness. Understand this, friend. You are the child of the King. You are created after his image and his likeness. When God breathes his spirit on the inside of you, it's then that you become a living soul. You become alive. If you're depressed and discouraged, is upset right now, and your spirit just is uneasy, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because it's inside that spirit which God is of joy. The fruit of the joy, peace, patience, temperance, meekness, gentleness, kindness, and self-control. Galatians 5:20. These are the fruits of the Spirit, and you need to have them manifest on the inside of you through the Spirit of God. Those fruits of the Spirit are fed studying the Word by taking time and praying, getting a relationship. Christianity is a relationship with Christ, the Spirit. And once we have that relationship, just like far greater than your husband, far greater than any relationship in chocolate or anything that you have a fetishist for, or however it might be called, but God is greater than it all. We understand and confuse ourselves with happiness and sadness because we associate happiness just because something good is happening now, just for today. But I'm going to ask you, friends, to look a little deeper and look at that happiness of joy that's manifested on the inside for what has already happened far before you were born. When Christ died on the cross for your sins that you committed on today, stop tripping. God got it. What you're going through right now is used to help make you stronger. This word of encouragement on today is to let you know that there is no condemnation to those that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Well, here the Bible lets us know that the Spirit of life in Christ, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn and give God a chance and the opportunity to make it better and brighter for you. You know, there was a movie that we used to look at, and many of you might remember if I say this. Go towards the light. Go towards the light. And then she says, no, don't go towards the light. Don't go towards the light. This is that moment where it's important for you to recognize and distinguish right and wrong. And knowing as we walk in Christ, we walk into light. And we can see through darkness of the dark clouds that are in your life right now. When someone's deceiving you or lying to you or treating you wrong or abusing you or disrespecting you. Are you used and think that's what you're used to or want? For the word lets us know of any man being Christ, any woman being Christ, if any child being Christ, if any older person being Christ, they're a new creature, and old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. No matter what age you might be, let go and let God. Because you know, the time is now and it is still your opportunity to get it right. No man knows the day nor the time when Jesus will return. I'm going to share this with you. My thoughts of doing what is on today was hindered because of a negative mentality that the enemy tries to bring upon us. Oh, well, let today go by. We can do it again some other time. We can, it's okay. The point of the matter is our commitment to God. The word says clearly that God, rather for us to have commitment, rather than sacrifice. But that does not mean that he does want us to sacrifice from the things that you want. Because that's what it means when you're sold out for God. We know that you have certain wants and needs in your life. And it's not God's will for any of us to be without. But we have to understand that Matthew 6 and 33 is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added on. You're looking for money for a job or looking for a new job or a relationship or a partner or a child on your child, or you need a new car, or whatever it may be. You just want to be able to get up in the morning. You just want to be able to go to bed at nighttime. You just want to have a roof over your head. You just want to have water to drink. I mean, we have so much and so little we can just thank God for. Be thankful for the little. Show that you're appreciative of what he's bringing you to right now. We can continue forth, wanting this and wanting that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, his understanding, his way, his commitment, his covenant, been in alignment, which maintaining the covenant that I made with God allows the righteousness and being in alignment to be in covenant with my wife. When we're in alignment and in that covenant, we're able to acknowledge the blessings that God has on us. Well, understand this. When you're out of alignment, when you step out of your covenant with God, don't expect to be blessed. You see, don't distinguish or actually learn to differentiate the differences between the blessings that are given from God and those blessings that come from, you know. You cannot consider when you're out there doing wrong and no good things are happening while you're doing wrong that seriously you're being blessed. The enemy blesses in the midst of the situation as well. But understand this, friends. Nothing happens. Without God giving them the okay, that even if you're being blessed in the midst of your sin, when the enemy is allowing you to do what it is that you do, it's God that's allowing the enemy to do what it is that he's doing to you. That's deep for a lot of us. But the one thing is to let you know that God is in all things. The Bible says that in the universe, God is there. The earth is his footstool. In heaven, he's there. On earth, he's there. In hell, he's there. God is everywhere. God is in everything. You cannot escape. It may taste good to you. It may feel good to you. It may sound good to you. But if it's not from God, it's not for you. There's somebody out there lost and want to get back in alignment. All we need to do is understand the word that says, Romans or Acts 2 and 38, to repent of our sin, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you know, it's important that even on today, we have to confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's huge. That is huge. No matter how big or how small it might be, the Bible says that the only unforgivable sin is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's God. That's saying God ain't what he said he is. Calling him a lie. And you know that's not cool. To call God a lie who created all things. God is not a lie. He's not a man. He cannot lie. So let's understand and trust that God's word is true. And it is still standing, that he's on the throne, sitting high looking low and believing right now. If you're going through something right now where you're sinning, you're confused, you're lost, and you just want an extra push to get you in the right direction, let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm only coming to you the best way in which I know how. But yet I come as a sinner, truly believing that Jesus did die for my sins and that he did raise from the dead. And I'm confessing all of my sins, no matter how big or how small they may be, or when I did this or when I took that or when I said that or when I made a move that I shouldn't have. Forgive me, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of words that I might have said, places that I may have gone, things that I might have looked at, people I may have harmed or endangered on the way, for me not doing all of what I should be doing, and that you help me to get right and do right one day at a time, cleaning my body and my spirit from the negativities of this world, and then helping me, Father God, giving me the strength by way of the Spirit of God, be strong and weather the storm. I believe in you, God, the best way that I know how, asking you right now as I confess my sins. You said you'll forgive me of my sins, and I confess them right now in Jesus' name. Now that the temple is clear from my sin, I want to invite the Spirit into my life and ask, Lord God, to give me strength. Give me understanding when I can't understand. Help me, Lord God, be rest in the middle of the storm. Help me understand, be strong, and be an influence in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, because this is the newness. Direct me to where I need to study and learn your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. As we pray that prayer, we trust that asking God into your life and confessing your sins and allowing him to take control will allow you to get better one more day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Remember, amen, amen, praise God. Remember that God got it. He got you. He got you. Trust that he got you. Nothing is, was, or will be without God having to say so in it. And being a child of the Most High God, he's not going to see his seed begging for bread. He never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. So being a seed and accepting him into your life allows you to be grafted into the body of God. Amen. Once again, I see there might be a caller out here that want to comment. 7050. 708. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, maybe that was just a mispress. Pressed by accident. But hey, we want to thank you for joining us on today, praise God. And we ask that God continue to bless you. But understand this. Today is a new day. And today couldn't have been made without God. We have a caller. We have a caller.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder Shaw. This is your beloved. Amen. I really enjoyed the message on today. Wow. So anointed, so powerful. And truly the Lord is speaking. Amen. So clear, the clarity. Amen. And you came forth, you know, allowing God to use you, bringing out that Romans 8:28, and I know you started out talking a lot about the assignment that God has given myself and you, and and so forth. And I tell you, there's just no way that I could have been able to do what God is having me do without having the right body, the right person in my life. And I really want to thank you and let you know I appreciate you. And I'm just so excited for what the Lord has for the remaining of our year. Amen. With you being in school and me, I mean, the sky's the limit. So thank you so much for that message. I've really been enjoying it. I enjoy reading and following you also through the reading of the word. Amen. So thank you so much, and I appreciate you. God bless you, and I love you.
Amen. Praise God. I appreciate that. I appreciate your comments right there. Amen. And I definitely continue to pray for you as we continue forth. Praise God. And we continue to study the word. And God bless you, woman of God. I love you.
I love you too.
Amen. Amen. It's Moxa open.
Hello.
Comment. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hey, Pastor Zal, this is Andrew. Got to tune into the message today, man. Me and my wife put you on the TV today and got to hear your message. So I want to thank you for that. A couple things that stuck with us. You know, if your covenant is not right with God, you can't be blessed. So, you know, just want to put that as an exclamation mark for the message today. We got to make sure our covenant with God is right. Because if we have no covenant with God, we have nothing. If you have no covenant, you don't have a relationship with God, you got nothing. You're not going to be blessed. You're not going to be forgiven of your sins. You got to have that covenant with God. So just want to thank you for the message. A lot of things we stuck with us, and that was one thing that we highlighted. And I guess the second thing we highlighted was don't worry about tomorrow. Sometimes we start to worry about things in the future and start questioning God and asking why this, why that, why this, why this happens to me, why does that happen to me, why is this going to happen to me, why is that, why all these why questions, but we're not thanking God about what we currently got or the situation we're currently
Amen.
In. We're thanking God for the small stuff we got, clothes on our back, food in our fridge, a roof over our head. Where's the blessings and thanks for that, you know? So, just thanks for the message today. We both got to tune into it, and thanks for, you know, bringing it forward, and praise God.
Amen. I appreciate that. Thank you for that comment. Praise God. And, you know, the important thing is that we know all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And the only reason why that we are talking about God on today or even where we are on today is because God called and ordained that moment as of now to be just what it is. And that's understanding the power of God. All things work together for the good. You got to love God. You know, when you look up the word love, that's a deep, affectionate, fervent feeling that you have to something or someone. That's deep. When we look at agape love, praise God, that's unconditional love. Do we have unconditional love on today? Can we trust in all of what we do?
You have a bad echo.
That no matter what. God bless you, Minister Andrew. We look forward to hearing you soon, sometime, and hearing the word again. But God bless you and your wife. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We have another caller out there. I see they press their... their moment to come in. Okay. 708.
Babe, you got an echo. You probably have both of your phone next to you. You have an echo
coming through
the mic.
It's gone now. That was someone's phone I was bringing on. But okay, well, praise God. We're going to be wrapping up right now. Thank you for the comments that have gone forth. And once again, we'll be back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time with the Bible reading, anointed Bible reading. Once again, God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would.